Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening.
New Jersey's virus numbers are second only to New York State. 3,675 cases now reported, at least 124 of them in South Jersey. There is one fatality locally among the 44 now confirmed statewide, but the state is starting to get an idea of how true the scope of the pandemic is, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
It's preliminary to be sure, but seven private labs submitting numbers to the health department suggest 27% of the people they've tested have come back with positive results. That could assist in state planning going forward. FEMA's planning to open four field hospitals in the state soon, one of them at the Atlantic City Convention Center. More protective equipment is coming in for healthcare workers. But Governor Phil Murphy insists water companies must join other utilities and put shutoff actions on hold.
If you do not voluntarily suspend shutoffs, I will order you to suspend shutoffs.
The state is freezing almost $1 billion in spending to reserve money to pay for the emergency. Governor Murphy can't say how long schools will remain closed, but he got a federal waiver on required student testing. He's also unsure how long the state's stay-at-home order will remain in place. The outbreak has prompted New Jersey to temporarily stop taking cash tolls on the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. Turnpike Authority spokesman Tom Feeney on what that means to you.
If you have Easy Pass, there's going to be no change. If you generally pay with cash, what will happen is the camera will take a picture of your license plate, and the bill will be sent to the registered owner of the car.
That bill will charge no more than the cash toll the driver is due. Feeney says 80% of drivers on those roads use Easy Pass, and toll collectors will be paid while this policy is in effect. Last week, we told you about Camden County imposing a regulation barring convenience stores from allowing customers to serve themselves coffee and more. It seems a number of stores are not complying with that order, according to a statement issued by freeholder Lou Capelli. He insists any businesses that fail to comply will be penalized to the maximum extent possible. Spokesman Dan Keeshan has noted not only has the Wawa chain complied, but has also adopted the standard outside of Camden County as well. Final votes are expected today in the State House and Senate on legislation that would move Pennsylvania's primary to June 2nd. The House took the initial vote yesterday. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
The State House has amended a bill with language that will move Pennsylvania's primary from April 28th to June 2nd. The amended bill now also contains language intended to fix a potential problem that could have delayed results. Under current law, counties cannot begin counting absentee and mail-in ballots until polls close. Philadelphia Democrat Kevin Boyle says the amended bill will now allow the process of counting to begin at 7 a.m. on Election Day.
I think we all, as Pennsylvanians and Americans, we should be able to agree that we want the winner to be known in a timely manner.
With so many polling places at senior centers and nursing homes, counties would be given flexibility to consolidate or relocate polling places to minimize the spread of coronavirus. Philadelphia health officials say they're trying to reopen Hahnemann Hospital in case of a huge surge in coronavirus cases, but they accuse the owner of making unreasonable demands. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the number of cases in the city continues to rise.
Conversations with Hahnemann have been, challenging.
Managing Director Brian Abernathy says Hahnemann's owner, the California-based private equity investor Joel Friedman, initially demanded the city buy the hospital to get the additional beds, then offered a one-year lease.
They've now at least brought it down to a six-month lease, which is a little bit more reasonable, although their rental price is not.
Friedman disagrees. A spokesman says the $2.4 million he's asking equals $27 per room per day. His spokesman says Friedman wants to use the hospital to benefit the city, but also safeguard his investment.
Mayor Kenney says the stay-at-home order will stay in place until the danger is passed, regardless of anything the White House says. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.